Welcome to Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor, where conversations explore the inner frontier. What is it I can say I know and why? Who am I really? Is there such a thing as free will? How does the human mind differ from the programmed artificial intelligence being built today? How is thinking and destiny connected? Is mind really capable of being our best healer or our worst slayer? Where does the world of shoes and ships and sealing wax leave off and the mind begin? These are just some of the questions Eldon and his guest take on in this next fascinating hour. You won't want to miss any of it. And now, here's your host of Mind Matters, Eldon Taylor.
And you're live.
Welcome to Mind Matters, where for the next hour, our subject begins and ends with matters of the mind. And the mind, for me, remains the ultimate frontier. Even with today's marvelous technologies, the age-old questions still remain. What is consciousness? What is mind? Is it subject to the organ brain only? Do you think we'll ever be able to simulate it and have some kind of robotic instrument that makes decisions, that's creative, that plays a piano like Bach or paints a picture like Picasso? In years past, the investigation of consciousness has been considered outside of the scope of true science, but artificial intelligence largely has driven it back in. And although we investigate it with the most sophisticated of means today, we're still really no closer to truly understanding mind and consciousness in many ways than any of our ancestors. Each week, we deal with some aspect of mind, and this week we will be looking into the role, attitude, and belief have on one's success or failure in life. For me, belief is where it's all at. I remember studying things like levitation and learning that there was a legitimate time period where it was quite common, not an unusual thing at all. At least it was common under hypnosis. Indeed, the Benjamin Franklin Commission looked into hypnosis and its effects and used levitation as one of the markers to ensure that the subject was truly in hypnosis and not faking. Suddenly, however, perhaps with a common awareness of Newton's law, gravity, levitation ceased. And perhaps it was also influenced by the fact that levitation was also considered a signal of possession or witchcraft. And we all remember what they used to do with the so-called witches of the day. With that said, if you think about it, the only thing different between that period and a period today separating levitation as a common incident from levitation that rarely occurs and is seldom documented is belief. Belief. The all-important belief. You're welcome to join us today by phoning 877-230-3062 or by entering our chat room. Just go to www.ctrchat.com from anywhere in the world and enter your...
Hey, how are you?
She monitors the chat room, watching it live during the broadcast. She will greet you and see that I don't get too involved with our guest, so your questions and comments will indeed get on the air. Now, my guest today is producer, author, and composer, Terry Marie, and her message to you is simple. It's your turn to win the game of life. By using strategies that she learned as a cheerleader, that's right, as a cheerleader, Terry Marie will tell us how to create a powerful new energy through the use of what she calls the inner cheerleader. Heroes are her specialty. Terry Marie wrote a column called Heroes Among Us and has interviewed thousands of people ranging from World War II prisoners, Nazi concentration camp survivors, medicine men, artists, sports figures, the U.S. ski team, and Olympic champions. She has produced and directed dozens of documentaries. Indeed, I met Terry as one of her guests in a documentary, and that was many, many years ago. Terry Marie will be sharing examples from her book, Be the Hero of Your Own Game, including 7 steps to greater creativity that anyone can apply. She is my good friend. Welcome to the show, Terry.
It's my pleasure to be here, Eldon. Thank you.
Oh, now, so tell us, how did your training as a cheerleader assist you in winning the game of life? And how can others develop that same winning secret?
Well, there wasn't just one thing that came across to me from being a cheerleader. When this information actually started coming back to me, it was, of course, years after I had been a cheerleader, and they came just like in a stream, like boom, boom, boom. And it was a specific moment where it all started flowing through. So there were 88 strategies that I ended up with, and those 88 strategies I divided into what you can do before the game. I mean, before anything you have to do, there are some strategies that you can do. But I make it into the game, and then during the game and after the game. Just the things that cheerleaders do that could help you in business. They could help you in relationships. They could help you just with yourself. And that's the main point I want to bring to people today, is that it's your responsibility and your great gift to cheer yourself onto the things that you want in life. And once you do that for yourself, nothing you can do it for other people, and that's great. But someone has to do it for you. And if you didn't get that growing up, it's okay, because you can do it now. And there's so many ways to do it. And just one, read the fans. For business, if you read what people are presenting to you, not physically read, but, you know, take a reading of them, you'll be able to serve people better. But if you just look at things around you, you'll notice a lot more. You can look at as a cheerleader, as somebody who's there to support you. And when you start tuning in to that kind of a guidance within you, which we all have someone inside us who can cheer us on. Yes. You do that for many people, Elton. And mothers do that for their children who are taking a test or, you know, whatever they're doing. So we've all been cheerleaders. And a lot of famous people throughout history, actually, I believe, have been cheerleaders. Some actual cheerleaders, like Jimmy Stewart, and Ronald Reagan. And then some cheerleaders, I think, we might not think of initially as cheerleaders, like Jesus, but he definitely cheered for people, and he was on people's side. So those are the kinds of things that initially came through to me as this force that we all have access to. We can cheer in a negative way. You can use beliefs in a negative way, but if you use them in a positive way towards going for something you want, that's when your life changes and you start winning the game, and you're supposed to win the game. That's the message.
Okay, now you're a cheerleader.
Well, I was, and I still
let's just imagine something, all right?
Okay.
My undergraduate alma mater was Weber State College, and Weber State College never won a football game, so nobody ever went to them except the football team. They never won. And I can remember Mike Price, who Weber State hired to come in and turn the team around, coming to me and saying, hey, you know, I need some help. Can we do something with technology to get these guys winning? And they ended up winning the Big Sky Championship, but it took them almost the entire year to get a crowd to come down and start watching the game again. Okay? So here's my question to you. You're the cheerleader. There are people out there that you and I have met and lectured to that, for all intent and purposes, are down on themselves. They've never wanted anything. They think it's too late. They're tired. They've been belittled. They've been told that they're no good, and they're the Weber State football team that nobody comes out for except the team. And now they've got to, if I understand you correctly, begin to invest the pizzazz, the excitement, the enthusiasm in themselves. How do they begin that?
Well, initially, I think people are going to be looking at what feels like a mountain to them. If you haven't motivated yourself before and kind of go with the down crowd, breaking free from that does take some energy, but the biggest thing I believe it is, Eldon, is a choice. You make a decision that you want something different. And someone on that team, on that Weber State team, decided it was time to stop losing. And that was the choice. And
it was actually the coach.
Okay.
But he's
the leader. And a leader, whether it's an inner leader or an outer leader, he had to use his inner leader to, you know, encourage the players. And cheerleaders don't always get they're kind of looked on as something extra. But back when I was a cheerleader, we had to have the good grades. We had to study. We had to set the best example possible for the school. And we were representatives, ambassadors of the school. So when I look at somebody that's done something like Mike Price has done, he had to basically light up each inner cheerleader in the football team itself. And
right.
That's a huge goal. I mean, that's a wonderful goal. But for people to do that themselves, the first thing is maybe they just have to know they can and believe it. Because when you start, even if you don't totally believe it, if you walk a step in that direction and keep going in that direction, you'll find your way. Because there's a lot of, I think our society has a huge amount of self-esteem issues right now. If we all had the really good self-esteem, the kind that loves ourselves, which then can love other people, I think maybe it would be a lot easier to call on your inner cheerleader. But there are ways to do it by just when you notice that something in your circumstances feels uncomfortable in your body, or you get a feeling in your gut or wherever your heart, wherever it hurts, there is a corresponding message that your inner cheerleader can give you to start dissolving that and put in something that you want. Those are my beliefs, and they have worked tremendously well to turn things around for me. Did I answer your question?
Okay, so yeah. Now, you say it begins with a choice. So let's assume that, you know, I've never been successful at anything, and I'm listening to this radio show, and I'm going to take you at face value. I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to say to myself, okay, I'm going to change my life. How do I get it started? I mean, change my life. Do I stand in front of the mirror and say, you know, something to myself? I mean, I know what cheerleaders do. You don't generally think of them as an extra. They get the crowd to yell when you want the crowd to yell. They help confuse the other team's signals. They bring goosebumps to you. I mean, no. So what do I do? You know, I want to do what you're advising me to do. I've made the choice. What then?
Okay, good. So if you've made the decision that you want to change any particular direction of your life, I'm going to give people three tools that a cheerleader uses, and there's many, many more. But let's say you want to cheer for yourself. You want something to change in your life. And yes, you can use the mirror. You can use many, many techniques. But here's three things that a cheerleader has and that go into every cheer a cheerleader does. And that is high energy. You know, cheerleaders hold pep rallies. They get the crowd going. They have to feel that themselves. Even if they don't feel it, they've got to pretend they feel it and it comes out. I mean, it's just
fake it till you make it.
Right. It's just doing it. There were times, frankly, when, you know, I had school all day and we had a big game that evening and I would be exhausted and I would have to do something to get myself in a place where I could motivate the crowd. Sometimes I just went, and this is going to maybe not be what you can do for a belief, but maybe it would work. Maybe this would be the best technique of the whole day. I would just go splash water on my face. That's all I had access to at that point to get me going again. And then I would just go out there, and something takes over when you give it to the crowd. But that high energy that a cheerleader has, it doesn't have to be a real, you know, jumping around kind of thing. But if you can get yourself into that kind of state for something you want, I think that does wonders. But you can also look into the mirror and just really connect with yourself. And when you look into your eyes, you will, just as if you really look into the eyes of another person and really look, you will really connect with that person. If you're looking into your own eyes, you'll connect with yourself and your emotion, and at that point you could put in a cheer for something that you want. You know, I want to raise my self-esteem. I want to learn how to do this. This is something that is important to me. I mean, it just making that initial connection with high energy. But if you want to dance around with pom-poms, that works too.
Okay, and now, so three things. The first one is high energy.
High energy.
What's the second?
The second one, and of course this is something that you know, is putting a visual image out there that if it's happening right now and you're talking about it right now, as you know, that's how affirmations are done in the present. Well, when a cheerleader is cheering in the game, in the actual game, they are cheering for something they want to happen. They're not actually cheering for something in the moment. They're cheering in the moment for something they want to happen. So they're telling the crowd, get that ball. Get that ball. Take whatever cheer that they're doing. It's for something they would like to see happening. And not every cheer, because it goes through a team, gets the result that they want. But they have motivated the crowd, and the crowd helps motivate the team, and there's a much better chance of the team completing the action.
So what are we doing here now? We're visualizing
this. Visual image. So get, yeah. You know.
And we're motivating a crowd within, or?
Well, I'm using what a cheerleader actually does, mm-hmm. And yes.
Okay, but I want to translate this, because remember, I'm saying to you, okay, I don't want to be this miserable, pithy person that's never succeeded at anything. I'm going to trust you. I've made the choice. Now you want me to get high energy. Well, okay, I'll do my best at that. I'll jump up and down. I'll throw cold water in my face. I'll start exercising so I get high energy. I understand that change requires work, but now you're telling me to visualize point two. And I'm going, okay, visualize a crowd within cheering for me? Is that what you mean?
You know, I do that as part of some of the cheers in here, but actually visualizing, what I'm meaning is visualizing yourself as you want to be. And your inner cheerleader already sees you as what you want to be. So it's connecting with that image that put out there that you want, and your inner cheerleader will be cheering for that. That's the image that I think is the most potent. But
okay, let me make sure I've got this right. So
okay.
I want to be successful. Say, I'm in a dead end job, and I want to change my job, my career. Maybe I'm going to go back to school and get some extra training. So I begin to visualize myself getting good grades at university or at a trade school or something. I see myself dressed in a suit with a tie or whatever the appropriate apparel is. I see myself walking, standing erect. People are praising me for whatever my work is. Is that what you mean?
That is definitely one of the things that I mean. And I'm,
okay, that's one.
I'm going to give you another, because I use more than one technique within a technique, I guess. And here's something.
Okay, well, hold that thought.
Okay.
When we come back, I want the technique within the technique within
okay.
the technique.
All right.
We've got to take a commercial message. Get that in here now. You're listening to Mind Matters. My guest today is Terry Marie. We're discussing her book, Be the Hero of Your Own Game. You can visit her website at www.spiritualarena.com. I think she has another, but we'll get that later. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio, KRWM 106.9. For those of you in Seattle, tune in on your FM, high definition, channel 3 dial. Those of you that are online, be sure to join us in the chat room or give us a call. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Are by special arrangement, Eldon has made available his best-selling Essential Pillars of Success at unheard-of savings. The principles in Essential Pillars have worked for thousands of people around the world and are guaranteed to work for you. Essential Pillars of Success consists of 9 programs on 8 CDs and comes with a book that explains how and why it's so easy to self-sabotage our best efforts and provides a roadmap for correcting those thought patterns and beliefs. It also includes a booklet teaching the learning strategies involved in choosing the programs or scripts that run through your mind. The entire mind conditioning set normally sells for $243.50, but is yours today for only $88. Plus, you will receive hundreds of dollars in bonus tools to further assist you. Call 1-800-964-3551 today for details.
You've heard of subliminal messages as used to sell you goods, ideas, even politicians. But did you know there is a patented and scientifically demonstrated effective CD series known as InnerTalk? InnerTalk can motivate and teach your subconscious in ways that can release stress, restore confidence, and build a new you. Millions of users worldwide have turned to InnerTalk as the antidote for all the negative messaging that most of us get every day. Think about it. Play your CD in the background while you do other things, and all the while your subconscious mind is being trained. Maybe you want to lose weight, or maybe you have difficulty in your relationships, or maybe you think of the maybe and ask yourself, what could I do if I believe that I could do anything and not fail? Go to their website and get their free catalog today at innertalk.com or call toll-free 1-800-964-3551. Remember, InnerTalk, when believing in yourself matters.
Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor is brought to you in part by the Mind Mint, the self-improvement superstore. MindMint.com offers hundreds of books, audio and video programs, subliminal and hypnosis technologies, software, biofeedback, and much more, all designed with your success in mind. Proven programs to help in almost all situations and walks of life, from the practical to the spiritual. Go to www.mindmint.com, your complete one-stop self-improvement superstore. Once again, that's www.mindmint.com.
Welcome back. I'm Eldon Taylor. The show's Mind Matters, and my guest today is Terry Marie. We're talking about be the hero of your own game, and just before we went to break, Terry was explaining to us the components, as she sees it, behind the idea of visualizing this cheerleader notion and changing and, you know, reinventing yourself. And she said what she did is she tucked a technology inside a technology inside a technology, so we're going to try and get toward the core of all this, if it has a core. What was this that you were saying, Terry?
Well, continuing along, on underneath the visualization, you asked me, do I visualize myself as exactly what I would like to be doing?
Right.
Yes, but the whole point of it is to get yourself into a higher state of energy, a higher vibration, and a way to do that, I found, doesn't necessarily have to be seeing myself exactly doing what I would love to be doing. That helps. But a technique I used was when I was at a studio one time auditioning, sort of unbeknownst to me, for my exercise show, they put the cameras on me, and what I visualized, instead of myself doing a perfect job at, you know, the routines I was doing and showing on camera, I visualized my dog that I loved being by the camera. And I knew that I would get the energy I wanted because I love that animal, and that I could be giving to that dog as if I was giving to the viewer. And that got me an exercise show. So if you can visualize something that puts you into a really good mood or higher energy, you know, if you really love something like hiking, and you haven't figured out yet how to go into a job interview and get the job you want, maybe you could, as you're walking, before you actually walk through that door, take a deep breath and picture yourself in a beautiful hiking setting, if that's what you love. Picture the beach or something else, skiing, if that's what you love, and get yourself into the excitement of that feeling or the relaxation of that feeling, and take that with you. Sometimes it's almost like diverting your attention, kind of like diverting the ball from the other team or whatever. And that, I think, is another technique within the technique, so that if you don't want to exactly focus on that, seeing yourself getting a successful interview, which could be wonderful, but that doesn't always work for everybody if they've got some negative energy attached to that.
Okay, let me try something on you. Something that, I mean, you're the expert here. I'm going to pass that power to you. You have that baton today. You are the cheerleader, okay? Something that I have heard, something that I have done and been quite successful at. I'd like to know what your idea of this is. When you're in that interview, when you're in that visualizing, and you have that person across the table from you, of course you're trying to put yourself in the state that you say, in this positive state where you feel good, you feel confident, you're putting out your very best. But something I've learned is when you are addressing the person across from you, when you are seeing them in their very best, when you are indeed blessing them, if you will, I see light going to the person that I'm talking to. Expressing the smile and seeing that other person, it seems to change how that other person meets or greets you and what their expectations of you are. Now, you have comments on that?
You're doing absolutely wonderful in what you're doing, because you're giving, what you're doing is you've got great self-esteem, Eldon, because you can give so much to other people, and you've done all the forgiveness work. And
I know, but remember, I'm the pitiful pithy person at this point. So I appreciate your compliments, but let's stay on point here.
Okay, well,
complete this visualization part, which I think is really important, because there are all kinds of materials out there, and they all include visualization, and that has been, a word bandied about by everybody since Shaki Gawain wrote her book Creative Visualization, in 1980, maybe earlier. But what's not, it's not really understood. It's generally thought of a visualize yourself in that new automobile, put pictures of it on your refrigerator. It's really not understood in the components, or, as you say, the nestled levels of technology that you're using. And so we've already broken up the visualization into three parts. The first part of the visualization had to do with the successful image of yourself. The second part of that visualization, if I'm understanding you correctly, had to do with how you felt inside by way of what inspired you, what makes you feel calm and relaxed and confident. And the third is perhaps visualizing the person that you're speaking with, the person in this instance that maybe you're seeking a job from, and what you're giving them, the energy, the light, the love, the blessings, or whatever that you're giving them. Have we got this right?
Well, you're sort of giving them, yes, and I think what you did was wonderful. You're sort of giving them the ability to play the game with you. You're
okay.
Giving the ball to them. You're giving the light. You're not giving anything away. You're giving them the opportunity. Do you want to play with me? I'm here. I'm ready to play. I'm open. And if you do that by giving love, which I believe is the highest thing you can possibly give. I think if everybody would just give love in everything they did, we wouldn't need to write books. We wouldn't need to tell people, because we would all be feeling so good all the time.
Amen. I share that.
But
back to the practical. Is there any other component to the visualize?
Well, as I said, if you bring in high, higher energy. Somehow, whatever you can do that gets your energy higher through using an inner cheerleader and visualization. The inner cheerleader is there almost more like self-talk, telling you you can do it, etc. I used to put little notes underneath my shoes or my boots or whatever I was wearing that night whenever I'd have to give a speech when I initially started speaking, just because I knew if I could remember I had a you can do it that I was standing on, I just felt more confident. So it's a little, I do a lot of little things like that initially to help me get over something. So whatever you can do that helps you, if you have a picture of something that helps you. But as far as the visualization, just a picture doesn't do anything. If you have a picture that you can feel something with and feel part of, that's the second thing. You're getting something
okay.
into it. And a high feeling.
We started with three things now.
Right.
That's where we would begin. The first was we were going to build up our energy.
Our high energy.
We're going to get that high energy.
Right.
The second was we're going to visualize, and we've broken that into four components.
Get an image.
Pardon?
Get an image, a visual image.
Okay. And now the third thing is?
The third thing is release and let it go. Because you can't play ball if you're the only one holding the ball. Got to let it go and see where it's going to go. And that's the part that I believe the magic happens in, but it's also the part that most people don't want to do. Is, okay, I've done this, I've held this image, I've gotten the high energy, then I just let it go now and nothing happens. Well, when you let it go, like created that ball of light that you were talking about sending to someone, you've let that go, and it will work for you. It will go out, and because that's your own energy you put into it. It's going out and it's finding a way.
Okay. I haven't got a job. I want to make sure I understand you, Terry.
Okay.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I haven't got a job. You know... And I'm listening to this show, and I want to change my life. And, you know, the very successful producer, author, mentor, Terry Marie, is telling me that I'm going to do three things. I'm gonna high energy it, so I'm up off my sofa right now. I'm not watching TV. I'm not listening to the radio. You know, I'm doing my energy. And I'm going to visualize, and I do my visualization, and I use all the components, and now I release it. I fall back down on my sofa, get my popcorn, my Coca-Cola, and turn on my TV. Is that what I do?
Well, I...
Sorry, but, you know, isn't that kind of the image that everybody leaves you with? You release it. Okay, it's released.
You released it. Yes, you've let it go. However... keep yourself in the state of high energy if you can, because I think that will help bring things back to you. And as far as that's another choice and another decision. After you've
what,
done that,
falling back on the sofa,
right,
in a supine position with my popcorn?
Right. So if you choose to do that, and sometimes that might be the best thing for you, but if you consistently choose that and you want something, you say you want something else.
Yeah, but the question, you know, the question is really this. If you visualized it and you've held it, and how long are we holding it? Are we holding it for one day? Are we holding it for an hour? You know?
Well, I tend to have the belief that you can do this often, but I tend to believe if you can hold something for at least a minute, and that's not easy. When you're first
okay,
starting.
So you hold it for a minute and then you release it. Now it's gone. So I can mow my lawn, I guess, if I'm feeling ambitious, or have my popcorn and wait for the phone to ring, and you know, somebody's going to call me on the phone and say, I just looked you up in the phone book, and you know, I'm looking for somebody that lives on your street to...
Well, miracles do happen. Here's where I'm going to take this. What I did, as I was writing this book and using the techniques in this book, is I actually cheered for myself. I figured out what I wanted, And I wrote out affirmations for those things that I wanted. Like, you can do it, you can do it. And just cheered, literally cheered. Because I had pom-poms from being a cheerleader. I used them just to get myself in the mood. And, yes, I would cheer for myself, and I would do that whatever affirmation I wanted for a while, and then another one, because I tend to kind of like to do a lot of things and want a lot of things. So I did several. And then, yes, I would put them away, not do them tomorrow, till tomorrow. But I want to tell people something, because when I wrote this book, I was divorced. You know, when this stuff started coming back to me, I was divorced. I was raising my daughter alone. My income was not very high at all. I didn't know how we were going to make it, Brooke and I, for quite a while. And I didn't have very good health. I lost everything at the same time, my health, my relationship, my money. And I had to figure out, a friend gave me very good advice. She said, okay, if you were just plopped into this planet in this situation just now, you can't think about what you had and how things were. This is what you got. You just plopped right here. What are you going to do? And so I had to figure out how to create a life for myself. And I realized I was using the tools of a cheerleader, an inner cheerleader. And I believe every single person has that. And everyone can win. And everyone should be so ennobled by playing this game of life. There's such a great, great power within each one of us. But do I believe that we have to constantly, 24 hours a day, do something like this? No. But the more you do think along lines of cheering yourself on, not maybe physically doing it, but you constantly think about that, the more it's just going to start really manifesting in your life.
But yeah, see, that's what I wanted to hear, Terry, because I know you, and I know there is no such thing as you turned this corner by taking up a position with your popcorn on the sofa. you walk the talk. I know that.
Yes.
And that's what I
agree.
I wanted to hear.
But
you know, one of the
Elden,
things
I do
want
to watch a movie and have popcorn, so.
Okay. We're going to have to take a commercial break here. But one of the things when we come back from the break I want to talk to you about is creativity, the value of creativity. You have 7 steps on that. But I don't want to miss out on talking to you about this whole notion of heroes either. So,
well, why don't we go to the heroes?
You kind of get that in your place, and when we come back after this commercial message, that's what we'll take up. You're listening to Mind Matters on Contact Talk Radio, and if you don't listen to Contact Talk Radio, you're listening to the wrong place. I'm Eldon Taylor. We'll be right back after these brief commercial messages.
Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor is brought to you in part by InnerTalk, the patent and proven audio technology that makes change easy from the inside out. When you're ready for change, you want InnerTalk. You can succeed and you can begin today. Lose weight, stop smoking, enhance relationships, be a better parent, increase memory, end procrastination, realize your goals, and so much more. Hundreds of titles to choose from. Inner Talk, when believing in yourself matters. Check it out today at www.innertalk.com or phone for a free catalog at 1-800-964-3551. Again, for more information and that free catalog, call them at 1-800-964-3551.
Hay House, the publisher that has revolutionized the industry, brings you Choices and Illusions, the riveting New York Times bestseller by Eldon Taylor. How did I get where I am and how do I get where I want to be? Questions we all ask ourselves. Choices and Illusions brings you the answers. Learn how choices are made for you without your knowledge, how you are programmed to sabotage your own goals, and why success so often eludes you. Learn to rewrite the most powerful influence in your life. your subconscious mind. John Edward, host of the Crossing Over Show, says, read this book. We are living at a time when people are searching for answers in their lives. This book can be, if applied, a roadmap to personal enlightenment and empowerment. I believe it can tune in the frequency you are currently operating on. More importantly, it helps you to see that you can manifest a change. Get your copy today. Buy it online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or get it at your local bookstore.
Has stress taken over your life? Waking up tired, unable to focus? At last, a new approach for the treatment of stress-related disorders. It's called CES, a revolutionary new technology that is safe, effective, and easy to use. Best of all, it has none of the negative side effects of drugs. CES has been validated by a major study at the Harvard School of Public Health. Its benefits demonstrated in dozens of independent research studies conducted at the National Institute of Health. And this new technology is now available in CES Ultra, the most effective and cost-effective unit now on the market. So why endure another stress-filled day? Increase your mental energy. Elevate your mood. CES Ultra can make the difference. It is available on a 30-day, no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee. Call 866-YES-FOR-CES or go to CESUltra.com to find out more about this breakthrough technology. CES Ultra, the doorway to good health and a balanced life.
And welcome back. I'm Eldon Taylor. If you just joined us, the show is Mind Matters, and my guest today is Terry Marie, and we're talking about her book, her wonderful book, Be the Hero of Your Own Game. Before we went to break, Terry, I had suggested that there were two things that I wanted to cover in the remaining 15 minutes or so that we have in the show. The first one was the seven steps to creativity and why creativity is so important. And the second one was this this whole notion of heroes among us and the many that you have interviewed. I find that maybe in that there are stories, keys. So why don't we go to the heroes? In all the interviews you've done, can you share a couple or more outstanding stories that made these people heroes that illustrate your ideas as we've covered them so far in this show?
Absolutely, and I love talking about heroes. And the first thing I'm going to tell the people who are listening right now is if you go to www.topspiritualheroes.com, I think you'll find somebody you're familiar with there named Eldon Taylor, because he made the list of the top heroes in the spiritual arena for 2008. And the answers to some questions are there. And Eldon, I think you totally deserve that. So on to some of the heroes that I have interviewed. My favorite, but the most heartbreaking, are the children who I've interviewed who are heroes. And there's always reasons that the column I did almost seemed to pick the hero that I would interview that particular week or month. And I did a young man named Taylor Martin. And Taylor had his 21st birthday on May 6th. So he just turned 21. But he has a disease called NF2. And it's Eldon, you're probably familiar with that. It's a neurological disease that
yes.
brings tumors on the brain and throughout the spine. So since he was diagnosed at 5 years of age, he was a normal boy up to playing sport, just a charming, charming child. He's had innumerable brain surgeries and surgeries throughout. He's just had a lot to deal with. When he was 12, he lost his hearing. He went deaf one day in the middle of school. And since then, he's been in a wheelchair, and now he has to have a feeding tube. Taylor is my huge hero. Not because he's just because he's had this disease, but because of how he handles it. Anybody that gets to see Taylor sees a young man faced with probably some of the most devastating physical challenges that a human could handle. And Taylor always is the one to cheer somebody else up. He will put his hand on me now, because we can only talk through sign language, so I'm learning some sign language so I can communicate a little bit better. He used to be able to read lips pretty well, and he still can talk. But he would give speeches when he could still walk to kids in high school to just tell them, you know, you've got life, you've got, there's so many things to be grateful for and positive about. And when you see somebody like that, who just in the midst of such trials embraces life and overcomes their own circumstances to motivate somebody else, that Taylor is my absolute hands down hero. He's just an amazing young man, full of love, full of great love.
That is amazing. Yeah. Terry, what makes this young person truly amazing is what? I mean, I get a story, but what does he use? What is it that he holds on to that gives him the strength and that courage?
Well, for Taylor, I would think, especially for his mother, I'm going to kind of twist this a bit. Time is the most important thing that we have. And when you get into a state of love, you know, time kind of expands. But how important it is to give time, take time, be in time, that's what I learned from Taylor, is don't put anything off. Do it. I actually write down for each hero a list of about 7 things that everyone can take from Taylor, and I don't have Taylor's newspaper article column right in front of me, but I know it. One thing would have been time. The next
time and love.
Time, love. Taylor is filled with love, absolutely filled with love, and a lot of the other heroes too. In fact, I kind of had some common hero traits that a lot of them have, and they usually have a purpose. They usually know that they have a purpose. And I think Taylor, for his, he felt his purpose was to inspire people so that they would look at their own lives and see Taylor and get inspired to live their life. I think he really was very, very tuned in.
When you encounter somebody
at
like
such a young age.
When you encounter somebody like Taylor, you definitely walk away, or should walk away, with a great deal of humility and gratitude.
Absolutely. In fact, that's where I just was this last week and weekend in a recording studio. I was going to do some other things, but I had written in my newsletter that Taylor had asked his friend, he said, you know, I think it's time for me to go home, meaning, you know, for God to call him home. That's not up to me, that's not up to him, but he wanted to let people know that he's ready to go now. And so I kept thinking about that, why that touched me so much. And I remembered I had sung a song one night on a long drive home, it could have been from Utah, just Pray Me Home over and over and over again. And I knew that I had that recording session already scheduled for something else, but I knew I was to sing that song for Taylor. So I went down and I recorded that song this weekend, Pray Me Home, for Taylor. And words came to it that I, you know, for a song that I wrote maybe 10 or more years ago. So, again, that's not up to me, but that's the gift to Taylor. Whatever home is for him. So, and there, Taylor isn't the only one like there's a Courtney Faye Smith. She also had muscular dystrophy, and she wasn't able to ever walk. But, oh my gosh, you have never seen a more delightful personality in a body that just doesn't function like a normal child does. But the hugest thing is the amount of love and courage. Taylor had courage. Courtney had courage, and you know, the people who I in a prison camp overseas for 4 years, eating maggots, that sort of thing. Courage, and great, great courage to keep on going. And know that it was going to get better. So I guess if anybody's in a situation right now that something, well, life changes, and whatever we're faced with can be a gift when we get through it. And if we can learn to see it as a gift when we're going through it, we'll get through it much faster. You know, I've had that happen to me many, many times. I looked at those years that I struggled so hard, and those were the gifts came out of those years of struggle, not the years where things were easy.
Terry, do you think in all of these people that you have been able to interview, all of the heroes, that the common denominators besides love, time, purpose, as you've shared them out, might be that their perspective on life has to do with the blessings that they have, despite the fact that to you and I, or to the ordinary person, it would appear that they're dealing with great handicaps?
Right, because when you are looking at someone like that, you're putting your own perspective on them. And they almost, I can't think of one who didn't feel this way, but they always said that their biggest struggles were their biggest blessings. One woman, Dr. Frances Mead Messenger, she was in an orphanage, and when she was 5 years old, she looked at the other little girls in their beds that night in the orphanage, and the light was just kind of a little bit coming in the door, and she looked at them, and she had this overwhelming feeling of, I must do something to help these little girls. She didn't see herself as being part of that. She saw herself as an opportunity to help those little girls, which, of course, later in her life, she was able to help greatly with those kinds of things. But she said that if she wouldn't have been in that orphanage, she wouldn't have had that strong feeling to help someone else. And I think all the heroes just truly understand compassion. They get it for other people. And if you're on the outside looking in at what they're dealing with, you can't possibly imagine the grace that they must be having in their life in addition to their...
You know, it's been my experience, and I'm looking, I guess, to see if you would agree with this, that there is a great resistance to change, something that you mentioned, and that resistance to change always fuels fear, that in that fear and in that resistance, we lose sight of all of our blessings, and instead we focus on what might happen, what we're afraid of. And in that state, we actually give away our power. Where, when you look at these heroes, and you look at people that, if you will, make lemonade out of lemons, it's always that they accept who they are, right where they are, as a blessing. And they do their best with that blessing, in love, to go to the aid of other human beings. And to the extent that they do that, they claim not only their place as heroes, but that sense of satisfaction that all of us, for all intent and purposes, are truly looking for as our means of success in life. Is that fair?
Well, absolutely. There's so many things that can be said about heroes. They can teach us so much. The thing I want people to remember is that we all have that hero inside. And what I use the cheerleader for is the cheerleader, you know, creates the hero. The hero's there, but she, you know, encourages us to be that hero that we already are. But these real life heroes, and I interviewed a fireman, which we normally think of as heroes. I did not interview him for going into a building and saving someone, which is a very noble act, laying your life on the line. But because he did something when 911 happened, he just said, I've got to do something. He acted and did something, and he, through not even knowing how to do it, he got a whole group of firemen together to make the 911 wristband.
I'm going to have to cut you off. I want to hear that story, but we're just simply running out of time, Terry. And I want everybody to know how they can find out more about your work. So the name of your book is Be the Hero of Your Own Game. Where can you get it?
Well, you can get it at herobookonline.com or spiritualarena.com or Be the Hero of Your Own Game at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So those are the places that they could.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that? Quickly?
Probably spiritualarena.com. Just send me an email.
All right.
Sign up for my newsletter and send me an email.
You've been a wonderful guest. It's time to wrap up. I hope everybody will join us again next week. I'm Eldon Taylor. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Mind Matters with Eldon Taylor, the one show where your mind is the ultimate frontier. Remember to join him again for more riveting guests and thought-provoking discussions every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Pacific Time, right here on...